AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Bailout discussions between the Greek finance minister and his skeptical counterparts in the 19-country Eurozone will resume on Sunday. AP correspondent Pan Pylas reports the Greek presentation to Eurozone finance ministers was a testy session that went into the night late Saturday night.
With the new Greek finance minister, you could suck a lot of in a room with his peers, many of whom are very, very skeptical. The Germans have been historically ambivalent, hawkish regarding Greece, but now it turns out that the Finns are possibly taking the hardest line on Greece.
Talks broke up Saturday night after more than 8 hours of negotiations without any apparent breakthrough that will secure the country's future in the euro. Negotiators at the Iran nuclear talks are struggling to make headway in Vienna. AP correspondent George Yan reports progress has been slow.
The infrequent briefings or statements we're getting all contain hopeful news that there is some movement. At the same time, whether it's John Kerry speaking or one of the Europeans or the Iranians, they say movement is slow and they say that problems still remain.
Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader is calling for the struggle against the U.S. to continue.
Porque este es el cáliz de mi sangre. Sangre de la Alianza Nueva y Eterna.
Pope Francis continued his trip to Paraguay today. Among the stops he made, a symbolic nod to the country's main indigenous people by leading worshipers in reciting the Lord's Prayer in their Guarani language. Actor Roger Reese has died at age 71. The Tony Award-winning actor played English multimillionaire Robin Colcord on the TV show Cheers. He died after a short battle with cancer. This is AP Radio News. Serena Williams comes out on top in the final at Wimbledon for another Grand Slam title.
Serena Williams overcame a slow start and some heavy hitting from a tenacious Garbiñe Muguruza to win her sixth women's title at Wimbledon. The Spaniard pushed Williams all the way, twice breaking her as she served for the match in the second set, that before the top seed steadied for a 6-4, 6-4 win. Williams' victory completed the Serena Slam. She now holds all four major tennis titles at the one time and had brought up her 21st career major, just one behind Steffi Graf. Graham Agars, London.
An anonymous donor has offered a $1 million reward for credible information leading to the pair of actress Judy Garland's sequined red ruby slippers she wore in the movie The Wizard of Oz. They were stolen from a museum in her Minnesota hometown 10 years ago. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.